Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm excited again to be back in the... We're actually laboring under the main theme of divine healing, and we are on the second session or second topic, which I've titled, Hear and Be Healed. So in the first topic, I was emphasizing a lot on God's will for you to be healed. God's will to heal. God's will to heal. A lot of us, I was emphasizing in the session, the first session, that we have cast so many doubts regarding God's willingness to heal us. And God's will, remember, for you to know God's will, the best way to do that is actually to get into the Word of God, right? That's where you're able to see that He's very much willing to heal you. And when you go through the Word, that's where you are able to know that He's ever ready, right? He's actually more ready than you, just to make sure that you see the manifestation of your healing in your life. So God is always willing. Never cast any doubt. Never doubt God's will regarding God's will regarding divine healing. So now I had promised in the first session that I was going to teach you on how you can reach out, how you can have the manifestation of your healing in your own life. Now that we know that He's always willing to heal, right? So now let's quickly go to Luke chapter 5, verse 15. Remember, today's topic is hear and be healed. Right? Hear and be healed. Now, I'm teaching you on how to reach out on the promise of healing, the promise of divine healing. Right? So, Luke chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "But so much more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." This is talking about the ministry of Jesus. So Jesus is walking around, and we are told here that there was a lot of fame that went abroad, right, of him, of Jesus. Right, he became so famous. And we're told that great multitudes, this is a great number of people. We are told that great multitudes came to hear. What did these great multitudes come to do? They came to hear, and not just to hear, they came to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So this is Jesus going around different places, and there's a lot of fame. He has become very popular, right? So there is something that Jesus is doing, right? And there is something that Jesus is doing to these multitudes. He is saying certain things. He's saying things because we are told here that these great multitudes came to hear. So if they came to hear, it means Jesus must have been saying something, right? So they came to hear, and they also came to be healed of their infirmities. So you need to realize here, we are being actually told of a process on how to appropriate your healing. Right. So you've got to hear the word which Jesus was preaching, which Jesus was teaching. Right. So as you'd teach, as you'd preach, they would hear, and when they hear, the Bible is telling us that they came to hear and to be healed of him of their infirmities. So this is the process of how you are able to appropriate your healing. You hear the word, and when you hear the word changes your behavior. The word changes your attitude. Your word, the word of God brings that healing that you always wanted. Right. So it changes your mentality. It changes your behavior. It changes even your actions. Right. So in that change, in the process of that change, that's when healing then comes. So healing doesn't just come out of the blue. It doesn't just fall from the sky. There has to be a word that has to be given to you. Just like a lot of you are listening to me right now. Right? This is, as you are hearing this word, as you are listening to this word, this is what these people were hearing from Jesus. They heard him teaching. They heard him taught. Now, as you are hearing this word, it is doing something to your spirit. Right? Jesus once said to his disciples, "These words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Right? These words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So in them hearing those words, they were actually appropriating life. Right? They were appropriating life. So it is the same thing with you, that as you are hearing these words that I'm teaching right now, if you are not feeling well in your body, as you hear these words, as you hear these words, right, I want you to believe in these words, and as you believe in these words, I want you to confess them in your life. You confess them in your life to say you are healed, because this is what this word is all about. We are here to tell you that you are healed in the name of Jesus. So as you hear these words, believe in them. Don't just stop at believing. Confess the same words upon your life. Say, "I am healed in the name of Jesus." Confess this each and every day, day and night. And I tell you, you are going to see the manifestation of your healing. What you could not be able to do, you'll see yourself being able to do. Right? What your hand could not be able to do, you'll see your hand doing. If your hand could not touch anything, right now, as you keep on confessing the word of God that you are healed in the name of Jesus, you shall see a change in your life. You shall see that change in your life. If your body could not be able to, if your legs could not be able to walk, right, as you keep confessing, try those legs out. Stand up and begin to walk as you confess the word, because confessing the word of God is a sign that you have believed the word of God. So this is what these people did. They came to hear Jesus and to be healed of their infirmities. They came to hear and be healed. Now, a lot of people, the problem is they only come with one goal in mind, and that goal is just to be healed. They only come to be healed. Some would come to Jesus with the purpose of just getting healing. But listen here, you don't just get your healing. You get your healing by hearing first. Hear what the word of God is saying in your life. Hear what the word of God is saying in your life. So you need to hear. There has to be an announcement, right, that has to be made. Right, and you have to hear that announcement. You have to hear that announcement that you are healed. And when you hear that announcement, it is on your part to believe that announcement. Believe it in your heart. Believe it in your heart. This is how you appropriate healing. You believe it in your heart. You don't doubt the word of God. Never doubt. Remember, never doubt his will. We spoke about that in the first session. Don't doubt the will of God regarding divine healing. So this is now the process on how you are able to have the healing manifest in your body. You hear the word of God, which is the same word that I'm teaching you right now. Hear the word, believe it, right, in your heart. But now, how do you make it yours? How do you personalize this message to you? You personalize it by confessing it in your life. After you've heard this word, you go into your own corner, you go into your own closet, and you start declaring this word upon your life. You say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Put your name on the word of God. Say, Arthur is healed in the name of Jesus. Say, Karabo is healed in the name of Jesus. Say, Peter is healed. Say your name. Say your name. Say, Peter is healed in the name of Jesus. Say, my hand is now able to do what it could not be able to do. Because the word of God has given you that promise. There's been an announcement that has been made, and the source is the word of God. This is what brings change to your body. And your body does not have a choice but to listen. Your body does not have a choice but to follow the order, right? Because remember, this is coming from the word of God. This is coming from the word of God. And as you confess it with your own mouth, as you confess it with your own mouth, your body does not have a choice but to follow that order. But to follow that order. As you say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm here to give you that assurance. If you thought there was no solution to what you're going through, if you thought there was no solution to your sickness, if you thought this is your disease, I'm here to give you a different message. And this message is coming from the word of God. I'm here to tell you that you are healed in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to your body right now. I'm speaking to your body right now as you are listening. Body, be healed in the name of Jesus. Body, begin to do what you could not be able to do. Right now, in the name of Jesus. As you are listening to this, believe these words, believe this message, and it will be yours. Confess it as well on your life. Confess it upon your life, and you will be able to do what you could not be able, what you could not be able to do before. Amen. Remember, the process is to hear. Hear the word of God. Hear the announcement from the word of God, which is promising you that you are healed. Remember last time when we saw Jesus addressing the leper, right? He did not just stop at telling him that I am willing to heal you. No, he did not stop at doing that. He said, I will. If you go to Mark chapter 1, verse 40 and 41, on verse 41, Jesus had to address the leper. He said, I will. He was assuring him that I am willing to heal you. But he did not just stop at giving him an assurance of his willingness to heal him. He says, I will. But look at what he says next. He says, be healed. I will be healed of your infirmity. Be healed of your condition. So he says, I am willing, but he gives an instruction, a further instruction to his body that be healed. Right? Be healed. So I'm saying the same thing to your body right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. So what you could not be able to do right now, I want you to do it. That is part of your faith. What you could not be able to do, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Practice. Learn to practice the word of God. Learn to practice the word of God. Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. So these people who came to Jesus, the Bible says they came to hear and be healed. So the hearing part comes first, and the healing part, you see, when you look at the word of God just from that angle, it's just like I said, it's like you're looking at it, and it's a little bit diluted again, because it's telling you that these people came to hear and be healed. So the part of hearing is what I'm emphasizing. But what about the part of being healed? The part of being healed is the part where they had to confess the word of God and where they had to exercise what they are hearing. So you need to go and exercise what you are hearing today. What your body could not be able to do, go ahead and do it. Because that's the part of being healed. That's when you are able to know whether your body is healed or not. So I want you to go ahead and do that. And as you do that, may God bless you. Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.